This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Merry Christmas, one and all. Busy hour coming up. We have Governor Doug Burgum joining us momentarily. We also have another edition of Safety Talk Radio. Not very often you can have talk radio help to save lives, but that's what we do with Safety Talk Radio. Love it. Great partnership with our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. I was at one of their conferences last week, training sessions on predator awareness and self-protection. Four-hour class. I was honestly just thinking, how am I going to fit this 4 hours into my crazy week? So glad I did it. Had so many great tips for our daughters and entire family, and it really was most enjoyable. A lot of you are weighing in on the Carson Wentz situation. I have a great video up on my Facebook page. Check that out. He last night posted about the swirl of the last couple of days. Listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
What's up, everybody? Obviously it's been a rough day for me, personally. I'm not gonna lie. I have a ton of faith in the Lord and in His plan, but at the end of the day, it's still been a tough one, you know, and it will be tough on me for a little bit, but, as I just kind of reflect tonight, I know the Lord's working through it.
This is an incredible young man whose faith, is front and center for everybody to see. I love that about him. It's just real. He's laying it all out there. Got a bison sweatshirt on and a neat little statement for him. So check that out today, too, and appreciate all the folks that continue to talk about that as we did yesterday on the program as well. All right, to join us, 800-228-0550. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Governor Doug Burgum is here. Good morning, Governor. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Morning, Scott.
You're probably the most famous Carson Wentz, most famous Carson Wentz fan in North Dakota. That was quite a bummer on Sunday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Catherine and I were watching, and we were just heartbroken, along with everybody else, every other Bison fan, everybody in North Dakota. But she and I did watch that video last night, and his faith, his strength, his courage. I just want to say that he's such a role model. Not role model just himself, but I'm telling you, the NFL needs Carson Wentz, probably more than Carson Wentz needs the NFL, because talk about an example, for this country, that he's both on the field, off the field, how he's dealing with this injury. I mean, he's an incredible, incredible young man.
He sure is. What a great ambassador for our great state, and well said. The NFL needs him. And that kind of character and metal and everything, big time, that's for sure. How are you doing? You're coming up on a year of having the keys to the state house, the governor's office. Give us just the 30,000-foot view of how you see things going so far in year number one.
Well, I, Scott, Catherine and I are so grateful to have an opportunity to serve the people of North Dakota. We're grateful that they put their faith in us, and through the election process. And it's an honor to get up every day. And this is the great job. I think it's the greatest job in the world. You get up every day. Catherine and I, Ken, we can make a difference in people's lives. And there's so many great people in North Dakota that are out there that are, supporting us and cheering us on. It's been really an incredible, incredible first year. And when you think about it, when we started, we were dealing with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, 8,000 people camping illegally last December when we took office. And 2.5 months later, the last one is gone, resolved peacefully. And then I'm talking to two Brent Sanford, best lieutenant governor in the country. He and I were having meetings this week with two different companies, energy companies, and both of them reported that they're paying, they're getting paid no discount to WTI for their oil. So the Dakota Access Pipeline increasing that takeaway capacity from the state of North Dakota is putting money in the pockets of North Dakotans and raising tax dollars and keeping and helping the environment too. I mean, it's like all of the above. So that's been a fantastic thing. And then we went from that, $1.7 billion working with the legislator to get the budget balanced. Then we had the summer drought, you know, six different drought meetings this summer across western North Dakota and dealing with the very supportive White House administration, Secretary of Ag Sonny Perdue and Secretary of Interior Brian Zinke helping us work through the drought issues. You know, that was this summer, launching Recovery Reinvented and work we're doing this fall, launching the Main Street Initiative, and lots of other things. But it's been quite the first year.
You know, the pace of which you are undertaking everything you're undertaking seems to be, to call it bold energy is almost mild. It seems to be really, really, energetic, aggressive, and the pace being well accepted? I mean, do you sense a buy-in? Do you sense people are, wishing for your success and wanting to see all of these things succeed?
Well, everywhere we go, there's people that are, embracing the idea that we have to reinvent government and we have to figure out how to deliver, more with less and feeling a lot of support. But, humans, it's natural. Humans resist change. And whether you're in any organization, if you've been doing something the same way for a long time, it's pretty easy to get comfortable. And part of what we're asking to do with this reinvention is we're asking people to think differently. We're asking people to challenge assumptions. We're asking people to think about, how we can do things, differently. And that's, that puts people outside of their comfort zone, but that's natural. That's what organizational transformation is about. We have a big partner in this, and the partner is the fact that it's just inescapable that we're not changing for change sake. We're changing because we have to. There's a digital transformation that's affecting every job, every company, every industry. And I think, if someone comes to work for the government every day and they're not feeling change when they go home as a consumer with their kids, dealing with their own health care. I mean, just if you're living today and engaging with our economy, you understand the transformation is happening. And we just have to bring that acknowledgement back into how we deliver health care, education, and other government services and keep driving the change forward here.
What is that when you say a digital transformation that is happening? Explain that to us.
Well, I think it's very simple. Let's just pick one. Just pick education. Education used to be transferred two ways, from a teacher to a student and from a book. And so then you had to go to where the teacher was and you had to go where the books were. That's what the whole idea of whether from one room school became a multi-room school, becomes a campus. It was place-based, physical, sort of the analog world. And then if you get into a digital transformation, that knowledge can move, seamlessly, free, wirelessly, almost as if by magic. I mean, you can, download a book, on a Kindle anywhere on this planet practically. So now when you can deliver knowledge transfer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device, it has to cause us to challenge, all the concepts we have about, how much do we spend on school buildings and how much do we spend on education. Because we've built institutions in physical locations because that was required in the past, but it's not required in the future. And it changes the whole economics of the delivery system. I mean, content used to be expensive and now content is essentially free, because you could design a class today for kids in high school where every lecture they have is not from the teacher. Every lecture they have is from a TEDx video that's been watched by over 20 million people. I mean, you could curate a class for the whole fall and say, I'm not showing anything that the world hasn't decided is incredibly interesting based on the number of people who've chosen to watch it. I mean, that's, again, these kinds of things just would be impossible, but they're not only amazing, they're also free. That content is free. So digital transformation is touching, like I said, everything we do. I mean, whether if you used to have to need a railroad inspector or if you had to fly over with an airplane over a pipeline for pipeline inspection, now we can fly a fixed wing drone that's got infrared heat seeking. We can tell the temperature change. We can tell I was visiting with one of our pipeline companies and they showed me a camera that they could put a camera on something that to the visible eye is absolutely not moving, and then they show it to you online, and pixel by pixel it can show you that there's actually vibrations occurring and whether those vibrations are dangerous and might lead to a leak someday. So again, part of the digital capacity is actually better at capturing information in some cases like this for pipeline safety or railroad safety that's better than the human eye. And so, you know, incorporating that into how we deliver government services, you know, can help us do it better, cheaper, faster, and safer than we ever could before. But it requires, at the end, it's all people. It's people that have to embrace and implement these new technologies.
And I think it's a good time to have a governor who's been in the business where you have to compete against free. That's no easy task. And obviously, doing what you're suggesting is done in every level of government, and more so having buy-in from the private sector in all of North Dakota to do that. Who better to be inspired by to do it than by someone that's been there, done that? Because, all of us compete one way or another, but to compete against free, that's tough stuff. Governor Doug Burgum is with us. Short break, and your calls, questions, and comments for him. We have one question on the Education Task Force. There's some other task force that are out there. This one, the question that came in is on K-12, but the higher ed one starting soon. So lots of questions for Governor Burgum when we come back.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The good folks that help America fuel better. Four for four deal all day, every day is the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the drink, the two cookies, four items, $4. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's great, too. Give you choice at the pump. And lots of stocking stuffers, so get in there and load up, including Bison gear and lots of other goodies at PetroServe USA. I want to talk a little bit about the task force that you've undertaken. First of all, are the task force the tool to get to reinvention of government?
Well, it is. It's one of those. It's one of the ways to kickstart a statewide dialogue. It's a way to, you know, identify which people around the state want to raise their hand and jump in and volunteer. People that are committed to driving change, and we're seeing this. We had, way over 100 people apply to the K-12 Innovative Education Task Force. We had 235 apply to the Higher Ed Governance Task Force. So, and again, there are some incredible people applying and talented groups. It's tough for us to select 15 out of those kinds of numbers, but believe me, we hang on to the names, and some of those folks were calling for other advisory roles or other appointments for state boards. There's 142 boards and commissions that I have to appoint people to, and having a pool of people that are interested in driving change has been fantastic. So we're grateful for everybody who's submitted an application.
You know, I've had a chance to see your Main Street ND events when you go into these communities and have conversations with tons of local folks, big crowds. I mean, bigger crowds than your average, event where a governor would visit come. Looking as though people are intrigued, interested, curious, want to participate. My sense is that, like our conversation last segment on the digital transformation and the need for that, what I saw you doing was getting people to think differently about the challenges that lie ahead. Is that your intent?
Well, yeah, certainly it is, because in the Main Street, a government can have all the programs you want, in D.C., but that doesn't mean a state's going to, they're going to work at the state level. And the same thing, we could come up with a bunch of programs in Bismarck, but they may not work for the various communities. So what we really need is a bottoms-up, grassroots, local leadership-driven approach. And part of what we're doing in these communities is trying to identify is there local empowered leadership that wants to help transform their community, and where are the leadership gaps? Because one of the things when you're there face to face, we've been to 11 communities in the last month. When we're there, I mean, if you're looking around the room and there's nobody between age 22 and 35 in the room, you probably understand there's missing a whole set of the next generation of leadership is not there, and that's why it was fun last week. We were at Garrison. And we held our Innovative Education Task Force in the Garrison Gym. It was great to have the K-12 group, where we've got superintendents, school board members, private sector, business parents, teachers, faculty. I mean, we've got everybody in the room, and we were there, in the gym in a Class B school, getting a chance to understand for everybody what that's like. And then all the Garrison students come in, everybody the task force broke up, had lunch with them. And we heard from some of the students, and it was just great to do that. Then we rolled right into the Main Street Initiative after school was out and spent time touring, Garrison. And, here's a town that 25 years ago said we're going to save Main Street, and they're going to save it through, activation and programming and festivals. And this Dickens Festival they have there, where they transform the community Main Street at Garrison into an English village, and have outdoor activities and outdoor parades and outdoor food vendors, and put on the Christmas Carol at the restored theater. I mean, this is all, that's all local leadership that's driving that. That's not a state program. And it's fun to, fun to see communities are doing that. But then, what's the next level up? Garrison may be starting from a higher point because every store on Main Street's filled. But they've still got workforce challenges, just like everybody else, nursing shortages, teacher challenges. And that's something that we face across the state, is how do we address those workforce challenges?
Speaking of that innovation task force on K-12, here's a question.
In there, call question for Governor Burgum. You have an innovation task force, but 90%, from what I can see, are all teachers. How can you think outside the box when you're dealing with that innovation task force? It's largely all teachers. How can you meet the needs of the public if it's all teachers? I have nothing against these great teachers, and there was over 150 people applied to be on it, but shouldn't there be a better mix of citizens off of Main Street that can provide some fresh thinking? Thank you.
Go ahead, Governor.
Yeah, well, I'd say, first of all, I have to do the math check there, but That's not accurate. I'm trying to think through my head if we've got three teachers out of 15, 20%. I can check that. But, you know, we've got superintendent, we got a principal. I know we got a couple of teachers, we got a couple legislators. We do have private citizens there. We got someone who started and founded an innovation school here in Bismarck at the elementary school level. So we do have a good mix of people. And within the teachers that we do have on the task force, you know, they're signed up for this thing, not because they're trying to, we didn't pick people that want to preserve the status quo. There are plenty of teachers out there that know the system needs change, and they're ready to start driving in their classroom. And we've got some outstanding examples around the state that we want to shine a light on of teachers that have, that really flipped the classroom. My own daughter who graduated from, public school in Fargo a few years ago. I mean, she had a teacher that had recorded all of her lectures, and the kids could watch those videos at night. And then when they were in class, instead of listening to a lecture, then they could have group discussions the next day when she needed, to get help from the teacher, because like a lot of these kids have got sports and theater and music and other activities after school. The teacher, instead of saying, I'm available from, 3:30 to 4 o'clock every day, those are my office hours, then I'm going home, I'm off the clock. She was taking Skype calls, from students, from 8 to 9 at night, because she knew that's when her students were free. And so again, we do have teachers out there that are using technology, flipping the classroom, doing innovative things. And there's lots of those folks spread across the state. We have to shine a light on them, give them recognition, and help those teachers help drive the change forward, because they've got a lot of ideas about how they do.
I only have about a minute left, so two quick questions left. One on the Education Task Force for Higher Ed that you're right now sifting through applications for. Same plan to have a good mix of folks, and when do you plan to announce it?
Well, we hope to get it announced by next week. And, with the 235, highly qualified people, we're going to have a mix. Administration, faculty, alumni, students. We're going to have students on there. And then people from the legislature, people from judicial branch. Because this could lead to a governance change, could mean that we have to put something on the ballot to change the Constitution, or it could mean changes in the legislature if we're going to think about how we change governance for higher ed.
30 seconds to tell me what your workforce vision is. I heard you tell Chris Berg on Point of View last night it's the number one priority. What is your vision to fill North Dakota's 13,000 workforce openings right now?
Well, some of it starts with education, because we've got to have an education system that delivers the skills that are needed for the 21st century job. And then the other piece is really clear for the Main Street initiative is youth engagement. We've got to engage high school students sooner in career discussions, and we've got to be talking about the kids that are going off to college so that they don't go step one, go to college, step two, leave the state. We've got to figure out a way to do a better job of retaining the kids that are growing up here, as well as attracting new people to move to North Dakota.
All right, fascinating. To be continued for sure. Governor, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
So much to discuss, so little time. Story of our life, folks. More coming up. Safety Talk Radio next.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Today, election going on, don't we?
Really, got Todd's interest in the Christmas music. You have managed, Nolan. You notice he every time, every song, he's got a little comment. You're liking it, right, Todd? Yeah, I can tell.
It's not the same old Christmas music you get played to death every December, so.
But it is Christmas music. We're just giving you a little spice of life Christmas music. Todd has a little extra bounce in his step today because he's going to the Stem Cell Health Institute. And most people, when they're getting, you know, shots, and that's what you're getting? Are you getting shots, right? They don't
injections,
get too excited about going.
Well, I mean, I haven't had them, so I guess I don't know what I'm doing. But, yeah, it's injections.
All right. So today's the day, and you're going to give us the full report tomorrow. And this now is available in North Dakota, and Todd is... He's been talking about it, and today is the day. So,
and yeah, they've got a whole bunch of seminars coming up on, I believe, Thursday. So if you go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com, you can read up more on that or call 1-888-973-1560.
Yeah, the seminars are how you started, too, right? You learned about it, said, hey, I'm comfortable with this, and now you're actually going to the next step and doing it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right, as I mentioned a few times during the program today, the honor that we get to do Safety Talk Radio is something I really love because it's not often you can do a program that says, you know, here's some things that are happening that can help you save lives. For instance, I was last week at a self-protection and predator awareness session, 4-hour long class that I wanted to last longer than the 4 hours. That's how much I was learning, all right? And I'll admit, when I put it on the calendar for 4 hours, I'm thinking, wow, that's a really long time. And literally, I couldn't get enough of the information. And the people around me were the same way. The class ended at 9:30. Nobody wanted to leave. Now, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe some people in that room are going to avoid harm's way because of that. That was probably the most valuable information to me, was to say, why put yourself in that position? But if you get there by no harm, no foul, you didn't want it, you didn't look for it, you found yourself in a situation, what do you do? Now you're armed with those tools. Maybe lives are saved. That's what we talk about all the time. And the 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference is something that should be on your calendar. It's coming up in 2018, and we want to tell you a little bit about that today. With two people who live, breathe, eat, sleep, work, safety. That's all these two leaders do in the area of safety. Chuck Claremont is the executive director of the North Dakota Safety Council, and Brian Klipfel is the head of WSI in North Dakota. That's workforce safety and insurance. And, of course, Chuck is part of this nonprofit group that helps companies develop their safety plans, put on safety courses. So these guys literally do live, eat, breathe, sleep, work, safety. And we're glad to have them back on the program. Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Wonderful. And Brian, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm fine, too. Thanks for asking.
So let's start, gentlemen, with the partnership between the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI and some things that bring. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the partnership is, I mean, really, it's been a fantastic, I've been with the Safety Council for over 10 years, and ultimately, WSI has been a strong part of it throughout it. Clearly, the conference is just one piece that they're very involved with, the sponsorship, where they, it ends up basically giving, giving scholarships to WSI policyholders. That's a big part, because that's $150,000 a year that ultimately goes right to the policyholders, give them an opportunity to come to our conference very affordably. That's a big piece. But, you know, even more important than that, I mean, the people that work at WSI have been very supportive of the Safety Council, whether it be our training, whether it be our advocacy. We work very closely with a lot of their claims reps in terms of the when they're working with other customers and there's additional training and needs that they have. We're one of the groups that come up to say, here's an opportunity if you're looking for, you mentioned safety plans or other, you know, security assessments, you name it, that they're, I'm not going to say referring, but they're bringing up the Safety Council as an opportunity and one of the groups that they can use. So we are extremely supportive and are happy that we have the partnership we have with the Workforce Safety and Insurance.
And the WSI policyholders do get a benefit with, you know, some significant discounts. Talk about why that's important, Brian, for your policyholders.
Well, you know, we are Workforce Safety and Insurance, and we put safety actually before the insurance part of it because we think that safety is that important. And we do work with the North Coast Safety Council and other safety programs, and we find it so important to do that because we – it's just a way to get safety out to our workers around the state. We have many different types of safety programs, but one of them that helps the North Coast Safety Council and other programs is our STEP grants for associations, and that's the grant that we've been doing this for over 10 years already with the Safety Council because it is such a good program. Chuck and his staff put on a great conference, and so that's why we feel it's so important to try to help fund it the best we can. And so we do provide, you know, a scholarship, $240 scholarship to WSI policyholders that want to attend the conference. And we find that it is so important to partner with the Safety Council and others promote safety and education in the state because it does really make a difference on the reduction of claims and injuries in our workplace.
And, Chuck, you have a grant application as well. I mean, we talked about the benefits to policyholders for WSI. What's the grant application from the Safety Council about?
I mean, ultimately, there's two different things. There's the application that we apply with Workforce Safety to get the funding, but the part that I think we're maybe more talking about is for somebody in order for them to get the scholarship, and that's it's so simple. I mean, basically, if you're a member and a policyholder of Workforce Safety and Insurance, you get the scholarship. It's pretty easy. And so that's the part that I think makes it so valuable is that it's not somebody that somebody's thinking, oh God, in order for me to get $240, I've got to, you know, give my firstborn and blah, blah. You don't have to do that. It's super simple. And that's what really makes it. I think we have 90% of our attendees probably or somewhere in that area are probably Workforce Safety and Insurance policyholders throughout the state of North Dakota. So, it's a great program and very easy application.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance to the state on safety and how we're doing. First of all, an overview of the stats. I guess that's the report card, right, on how we're doing and why we need to focus in. Chuck, Brian, either one of you want to take this. Just where are we at with the numbers? How are we looking?
Well, actually, it's been really, really good. And I attributed a lot of the reduction in our claims and our fatalities to the safety programs we have. The other reasons are, you know, the when we had the oil boom in the western part of the state where we had probably a lot more hazardous type of jobs out there, so there was going to be some more claims. It took some time to get the infrastructure built up there. And with that, you know, we've had a reduction in our claims. So, for example, in fiscal year 2014, we were up to 26,300 filed claims at WSI, and this last current year, fiscal year 17, we're down to just over 20,000. So that's a reduction of 6,000 claims we've had over the time frame. And yes, we've had reduction in the number of workers in the state, but really, when we look at our policy dollars we're collecting, or the number of employers in the state, that that we still have 24,000 employers in the state, and at the peak we're up to 25,000 some. So we had a little bit of drop in the number of employers and the number of employees, but overall there has been a big reduction in file claims, and you can attribute it to a number of things, but I feel very strongly that the safety programs and the safety things that we're doing in the state is one of the reasons that those numbers have come down.
That's how you save lives, by being purposeful about this. And this conference has gotten to the point now where and I know you're adding even hands-on training, which I have to tell you now I have a whole new appreciation for, Chuck. I've talked about it before, but having been through the classroom, so you get the overview, and then actually getting up and doing, here's where you put your hands here. If the gun is pointed here, here's what you do. I mean, hands-on training is invaluable, and you're going to step that game up a little bit at the upcoming conference, right?
Yeah, we've got some new things happening this year, and that's really one of them, where we've had hands-on courses in the past, and now one thing we've added is we're adding some courses actually at our new facility, where we're going to have a couple courses there. We're going to bring in Roca Rescue. They're going to be teaching a couple of their high-end courses at our new training center, our new training tower and that piece. So that's truly going to, enhance the pre-conference courses. Ultimately, the hands-on courses we're adding, even not just those types, whether it's the rescue courses and those pieces, we're adding some new pieces that are hands-on, like patient care courses that we haven't had before that are hands-on. And I know one thing, and kind of the early returns, if you want to call it that, because our registration has been open for a couple of weeks, Serena Schmidt, she's our conference coordinator, and she's fantastic. She's done such a wonderful job kind of taking this conference and keep moving it to the next level. But she's brought in some patient simulator courses, and those are the ones that really are taking hold early on, because they're courses that really haven't been offered in the past. And we're bringing in that health sector side, because now there are these additional level of courses that even the healthcare sector can add and can utilize. So, we keep trying to do new things every year, and the hands-on surely is one of those pieces that we're going to continue to weave into our courses.
Yeah, you mentioned healthcare side of this. There is a hands-on patient care courses, training that goes beyond basic first aid. Attendees get to use lifelike patient simulators to practice patient care techniques that may have to be administered until a professional help arrives. For instance, gunshot wounds, opioid overdose, suspension trauma. Unfortunately, there's too much of that out there these days, so it is good to have this training. And also, at the actual conference, there'll be some custom-built training props for confined space and rope rescue advancements, residential fall protection, which is, back to the healthcare thing, a big one. I mean, it's amazing. If you talk to healthcare professionals, how many falls lead to a deterioration of somebody's health overall, and ultimately they die from it, right? A fall and the injury and the recovery leads to somebody dying. It's just incredible. So that's a great one, a new one. And also the fall and suspended worker rescue, and another new one, pre-engineered rescue systems for fall protection, all happening. And then, of course, the pre-conference will be able to get folks into that beautiful new space of yours, right? So they actually see firsthand the confined space rescue and some of the things that are happening on the safety campus, right?
Yeah, people are going to be excited, I think, to get a chance to see our new safety campus. We've talked about time and time again, and we're going to do everything we can to open it up to get some tours possibly throughout the conference. And we've been really trying to bring in different groups to come in for lunches and different things so they can get an understanding of what we're talking about. And, listening to you talk about hands-on, Scott, where you've been kind of promoting it for us for all these, the last year or two, and for you now to get a chance to see how really effective that is, that's a piece that you talk about it until you actually get a chance to experience it. Then you really understand how important it is. So I'm glad you brought it up.
You can't learn from a book. I mean, it gets you. I mean, the way I say it is, the classroom part of it gets you in a state of mind to understand how important it is to know how to do it, but the hands-on really can't be replaced at all. Workplace violence will be a hot topic, too, and we're going to talk about that with Brian and Chuck when we come back.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
North Dakota workers were killed on the job in 2015. 2 million American workers report having been victims of workplace violence. It's a big number every year. 160 active shooter incidents happened between 2000 and 2013, 70% of them in a business setting or educational environment. Deaths in North Dakota related to opioid overdoses tripled from 2013 to 2015. Last year, there were 102 fatal crashes in North Dakota, 113 fatalities as a result. 43% of the workforce is sleep deprived. Safety performance decreases when you're tired. 13% of work injuries attributed to sleep issues. Some interesting stats. Here's some from WSI. Falls or slips? Injuries that come from a fall or a slip account for nearly 20% of all claims filed through the through WSI. 50% of claims happen with first-year employees, meaning what? They're new and don't have a good handle. Regardless of the injury, any one of the classes are beneficial for new hires. I'm telling you, the laundry list of ways to save lives and protect businesses and people and well-being are incredible at this event. We're chatting with Chuck Claremont from North Dakota Safety Council, Brian Klipfel from the WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance today. I want you to mark your calendar, pre-conference, February 20th. That'll be here before you know it. That's a Tuesday. And then Wednesday through Friday, the 21st through the 23rd, ndsc.org to register. 91 sessions, Wednesday through Friday. Basic, intermediate, advanced. 60-plus speakers from around the country. 150 vendors. 1,000 attendees. 3 days of training. Includes your meals. Keynote speakers are really, really good. For as little as $360. And if you only want to walk the trade show, you can get access to that for $50. All, again, made possible by a WSI grant and support from 160 sponsors. So that's what we're talking about today at ndsc.org to register for this. Let's talk about some of the hot topics you'll tackle. I just mentioned drugs in the workplace, the opioid crisis. Now that's how that's tripled. Workplace violence. How has this impacted what you're doing, Brian, at WSI and the claims you're seeing?
Well, it does impact them some, and a lot of the, especially the opioid crisis, deals with the treatment of injured workers, and you know we've got some policies and procedures in place that make sure that the doctors don't overprescribe that medication and so forth. So that is a big deal, and we find out that if our injured workers are on opioids or they have some other issues, it takes a lot longer for them to get back to work, too. So we want to make sure that we can resolve those issues. And, you know, just another plug for the governor's initiative, Recovery Reinvented. You know, that's what they're focusing on, too, and that's a very important topic for the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, but, what if you suspect something? What do you do there? There's classes on reasonable suspicion and how to know medical marijuana and how that impacts your workplace drug testing policy. Good stuff. Workplace violence, this actor-shooter tabletop exercise they do, that's part of the pre-conference thing, invaluable to actually walk through what an actual situation could look like and what you do. And if you have a high-risk employment termination need, what do you do? Gunshot wound, patient care, all of that will be tackled. You've got OSHA coming in, and you work with OSHA, Chuck. Talk a little bit about the updates you'll do at the conference from OSHA.
Yeah, we're fortunate. That's another great partnership for us. Even within our building, we had a OSHA partnership where they basically came out and did some extra special testing and things like that at our new building site. And but just ongoing, we have such a great relationship with OSHA. They come in, they do some classes for us here, some updates on different pieces of our classes. They actually come in and do some of the speaking at our conferences. And we're hoping in the near future to be doing some signing on some things with OSHA that we're actually going to be training some of their compliance officers so they're more familiar with some of the safety aspects and different pieces. So, I mean, the partnership has just been so great. I mean, Eric Brooks and John Young and the groups that have been there, they've been just fantastic to work with. And you know, they're not the big bad OSHA that people are thinking about. I mean, these guys really care. They're doing everything they can to keep the injuries down and keep the deaths down, too. So it's a great group to work with.
Some people fear, a call or an interaction with WSI. Brian, should they?
Well, we have, like I said earlier, we have many safety programs. One of them is we have WSI safety consultants stationed around the state. We have 14 of them. And those consultants are there to consult with the employers to help them comply with our safety programs. And so that's what they're there. They're just to help. We're non-enforcement, and we go in, and it's just part of their job, and they do a great job working with the employers around the state. So there should be no fear from that aspect. And like Chuck said, OSHA, they're great partners too, and even though they do the enforcement part and probably a little bit more negative, but we work very closely with them as far as safety, different safety things, and they do a great job also.
So there are a number of WSI courses, including what to expect from your consultant at WSI, and an introduction to that loss control service they do, and other work, a leadership and communication track, appropriate for any industry or employee. There's also all kinds of CEU courses as well. Find out the entire list at ndsc.org. Registration is now open, so you can go to ndsc.org to register to get going. Again, 91 sessions Wednesday through Friday, February 21 through 23, plus the pre-conference. So there is so much going on, and the stats tell us this is important. We still got work to do to keep everybody safe. Important topic, and we love talking about it right here on What's On Your Mind. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Great information. Appreciate your good work. Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council. Brian Klipfel from Workforce Safety and Insurance, WSI. All right, folks, we'll take a break. We're going to take about a 22-hour break. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Botineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.